been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the October 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we had a big update yesterday. People thought we were out of the woods, so to speak. I sent out a message to all my live trading subscribers at the end of trading yesterday saying, I don't think we're out of the woods yet. And we are down today. Despite Netflix, it looks like IBM is offsetting the move in Netflix. And much of that Netflix move is being given back here after they blew out earnings. More on that in a bit. But right now, the Dow is down 215 points after a 550-point gain yesterday. A lot of that is IBM. What do you expect from IBM? Talk about a soggy stock. 25,582 is where we're at on the Dow. The S&P 500 down a little bit less. IBM is not as big a factor on the S&P as it is in the Dow. The S&P is down 11 points today to 2798, losing the battle with 2800 right now. And the NASDAQ, which you would expect would have been up on the Netflix blowout earnings report, but Netflix giving up much of that gain here. It's been paired, the gain has, in about half. NASDAQ down 35 right now after a huge day yesterday. The NASDAQ is at 7,610. Small caps down 0.75% here. Crude oil down 94 cents, 70.98. Gold down 70 cents to $1,230 per ounce. And that all-important 10-year yield, which has spooked the markets here recently at 3.16%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today from Charleston, South Carolina. We had a huge day in the market yesterday. It was led by the technology stocks. In fact, the techs led with their biggest rally in 6 months. And towards the end of the trading day yesterday, in the last half hour, I sent out a message, a live trading message, a notification on the iPhone app, email to all my live trading subscribers, a notification on the Android version of the app that I don't think the correction is done correcting yet here. I don't think we're out of the woods despite yesterday's big move. And I also said that I saw a lot of short covering in yesterday's big move. I also saw some pretty good buying with conviction in a few of the former leaders. But there was really nothing yesterday to get me that excited about any individual stock other than one that I sold for a profit at the beginning of the day. I start today with a 47% cash position, which I feel very comfortable with at the current time. Well, it was the NASDAQ yesterday. It was the small caps. It was a risk-on move. We now have 43 of the S&P 500 companies reporting earnings so far. Earnings so far are higher by nearly 25% year over year. I expect that to come down. The expectations are for 19.3, but of those 43 so far, 25% year over year, and 86% of the companies that have reported earnings so far have beat their their earnings estimates. And we've also got the bond market under control for now. It's not 3.23% and rising fast. It's now at 3.15%. Well, yesterday was the strongest gain since March. It was boosted by upbeat earnings, I guess, from several financial and healthcare heavyweights. I know United Healthcare had a very good day, one that I own. The 200-day moving average was captured again by the S&P 500. We'll see what it's doing here today. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley helped lift the financial sector yesterday. Johnson & Johnson and United Health sparked a strong performance in the healthcare group. But techs were really hot yesterday, led by Adobe. And then, of course, after the close of the market, we had a very, very strong report from Netflix. Well, global markets didn't follow through. That's a little bit discouraging. China was only up 0.6% last night after our big move yesterday. And the European markets were very flat as they're getting ready for a big EU meeting today in Brussels, which Brexit will be on the agenda, probably right at the top of the agenda, right? Well, the top of their agenda is breakfast, probably, you know, and then lunch. And then they'll get around to talking about Brexit. And here in America, we are going to get the FOMC minutes. The market is obviously a little bit nervous about that. We know that the Fed hiked at their last meeting by 0.25%. But now we're going to get the details. What was in the sausage being made there? What little juicy nuggets are there about the future of the economy, the future of rate hikes, what the Fed currently thinks about inflation? How is the economy going? That's got the market a little rattled here this morning. Those FOMC minutes will be released a little bit later today. Well, there's 5 months to go before Brexit. That's right, down to 5 months. And there will be a key summit today in Brussels between UK and European leaders. There's still no agreement on how to solve the Irish border question. What would your solution be? The most likely scenario is negotiations continuing over the coming weeks. Tensions are high as businesses, consumers, and investors on both sides of the fence are concerned that more delays won't leave enough time to solve outstanding differences and ratify an exit agreement in Parliament. How long ago was that Brexit vote? Boy, I remember the day that came in and how it rocked the markets at that time. Of course, after the Trump election in the after hours, the futures were down some 900 points in what, in retrospect, was one of the best buying opportunities of all time in the market. Well, we still have trade talks taking place. Nothing new from China. Xi, President Xi, and President Trump will be meeting in November. And they'll have Richard Nixon's grandson tagging along, seeing what he can do to help. Well, now our trade representatives are opening trade talks with the EU, the UK, which is its own separate entity now, and Japan. So there's still three more big ones out there. The only ones that have been resolved so far are Mexico and Canada. And speaking of Canada, boy, the marijuana cannabis stocks selling off today. I had one position in my speculative portfolio, which I sold yesterday for a profit. The pot stocks. Let's just look at the MJ today. That is the cannabis ETF. It's down 5.4%. Tilray is down 7.5%. Canopy Growth down 5.5%. ACBFF is down, that's the one I sold yesterday for a profit. It's down 11.9%. Pretty good call there to at least get out with some profit there before the big sell-off today. Why are they selling off today? Well, I guess you could say sell the news. Today's the day. Legal recreational marijuana sales begins in Canada today with long lines down the block, with provinces handling their own regulations for sale, growth, and taxation. Stay off the roads today in Quebec and Toronto and Alberta and, other areas of Canada. Adults will be allowed to carry and share. Maybe they'll have a little sherry, too. 30 grams of legal marijuana in public. What happens if you have 32 grams and you can cultivate up to 4 plants? Should I put them next to my tomato plants? Down from my tomato plants? Canadians can also order marijuana through the mail. Boy, I'll bet people will be looking for those packages on people's doorsteps. Pot stocks sell off.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones at the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, where we're not getting tag-along or follow-through to yesterday's big move up in the market, some 550 points on the Dow, and we didn't get any follow-through overnight. I think I made a pretty good call yesterday at the end of the day. I said, you know, this is a nice rally and all, but I don't think we're out of the woods yet in this correction that we are currently in. Well, let's see what has happened since the market closed yesterday. Why aren't we getting any follow-through? Well, one of the leading sectors in the market has been the pot stocks. They're not following through today. They're selling off. They're selling the news today that Canada, it is now legal. MJ is down 5.2%. All right, back to America. What's a 30-year mortgage going to cost you now? It continues to rise. Boy, I'm just looking at the housing. There's a home builder sector, ETF, XHB. Terrible. It looks terrible. If you own a home builder, I would say, why? You shouldn't own a home builder. That's a horrible sector. Oh, I know the builder-in-chief is sitting in the Oval Office, but that's a terrible sector. Not a very good read on our overall economy. The construction and the home building sector, very soft right now. One of the reasons, obviously, the 30-year mortgage rate now at 5.10 versus 5.05. I got to say that that's the highest reading in quite some time. And housing starts came in at 1.2 million. That's a little bit less than expected. Building permits came in a little bit less than expected. And you can see it in the chart. Okay, that's why charts are so important to look at. I look at one-year charts. XHB down 2.2% again today. This thing hit a high of 47 earlier this year when the housing market was strong. I owned one housing stock back then, Pulte Homes. I sold it way earlier this year. And now that ETF, home building ETF, has gone from 47 clear down to 35. That's a 20% drop. In fact, you could say that the home builders are in a bear market. Well, do we need to worry about China here? Of course, we always need to worry about China. But let's not forget that they are the biggest holder of our U.S. treasuries. They have been our ATM machine for the wild spending that's gone on under the Bush administration, under the Obama administration, and now continues under the Trump administration, with really no efforts being made to cut into that $1 trillion annual deficit. China's holdings of U.S. treasuries fell for a third consecutive month in August. And let's not forget our own Fed is a big holder of our U.S. treasuries, and they've been unwinding their positions. China's U.S. treasury holdings, well, it's really a drop in the bucket. They dropped $6 billion to $1.16 trillion. So China owns about 5% of our debt, with the 1.16 trillion of the 21 trillion that's out there. Asian nations continue to struggle to prevent the yuan from weakening amid tensions from America. That's another chart that I look at every day, the yuan, CYD. Let's just look at it for fun. Let's see what kind of picture. Is it a smiley face? It's still very much a frowny face. Actually, it's CYB. Very much a frowny face on the Chinese yen. It has dropped about 4% since the beginning of the year. That is their currency. And some could say, you could say that the sale of treasuries is sometimes viewed as a response to the ongoing trade war. Do they have a big club over us? Well, yeah, if they started dumping U.S. treasuries, of course, they're going to hurt themselves, too. It will hurt their holdings of U.S. treasuries, but it will cause interest rates to spike here in America. And they have warned us that China could scale back purchases of the debt to retaliate against tariffs. One more thing to think about as you go wake up in the morning, when you all the things to worry about. Now, here's good news, all right? The World Economic Forum. You figure they're going to have an agenda of some sort, but I guess not in this case. They claim that the U.S. is back as the most competitive country in the world. Hey, that's a good deal. Regaining the number one spot for the first time since 2008. Well, 2008 was the year Obama was elected, right? And this is the first time since 2008 that the U.S. This is according to the World Economic Forum. Now, I don't know who these folks are, but they say America's vibrant entrepreneurial culture. Thank you. Strong labor market. Yes, we're seeing that in the unemployment numbers, the low unemployment, and financial system are among the several factors that contribute to making the U.S. innovation ecosystem. Is there a better innovative ecosystem? Let's not hurt it. Let's let inventors invent. And let's let them come up with new drugs and new technology. And let's keep our capitalist system, all right? It's not perfect. But what great inventions and what great innovation do you see coming out of socialist systems? There's a big, big factor to think about. Well, anyways, we are back. Number one as the world's most competitive country. You know what? That's still disturbing to me, all these biotechs going public. I remember back in 2006, I said to myself, this isn't good. These people getting these loans, these home loans with very little documentation, and they shouldn't be getting these loans. They don't qualify for these loans. It's creating artificial demand for homes. Home prices are skyrocketing. I'm thinking, this just is not going to end well at all. And it didn't. The biggest recession ever. In fact, it's called the Great Recession. Well, I said someday in the future there will come another bubble growing somewhere. For a while there, it looked like it was cryptocurrencies. I continue to see all these small biotechs. Today, Osmotica Pharmaceuticals, $7 per share. Twist Biosciences, $14 a share. Cybone, $15. VTVT, okay? All these biotechs going public. I don't think it's going to end well. But for now, the appetite is about like the appetite for single-family homes back in 2006. And what did that lead to? When we come back, Netflix under the microscope. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free four-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's dig into Netflix here. Really, the first big earnings report of this earning season. Obviously, the N in FANG. I do not currently have a position in Netflix, NFLX. But they did come in last night, and they did beat earnings estimates by a wide margin, by 21 cents. The street was expecting 67 cents, and it came in at 61 cents, and it came in at 89 cents. Big beat for Netflix, and they added a lot more subscribers than the estimate. It says that total streaming ads were 6.96 million. That's how many people they added to their system, their Netflix streaming service, during the last 90 days. They now have 130 million subscribers. Take that, Blockbuster and Hollywood Video and all you others that didn't see the opportunity that Reed Hastings saw when he created Netflix, now one of the biggest companies in the world. Netflix market cap today, $160 billion. Now, let's take a look at it in the Best Stocks Now app. Why don't you own it, Gunderson? Well, I did, and I made a ton of money. I made so much money in Netflix that it became 7% overall of my firm, of my holdings. And I said, you know what? I think they've probably are going to start decelerating a little bit, which they have in their new subscribers. I'm going to take half of this off the table, which was up more than 100% at the time, more than double from where I bought it. So what I had left was gravy, all gravy. And then I didn't like an earnings report that came out recently, and I sold my remaining Netflix shares. Again, those shares had doubled from where I had originally bought them. So now I have zero exposure to Netflix, despite it being one of the stocks of the decade. Why do I say that? Because over the last 10 years, Netflix has delivered to investors 59% per year. But it's been a choppy ride, really choppy ride. Choppier than a ride on a Harley chopper. On a bumpy road. I mean, it's been a rocky road for Netflix. Because, you know, remember when they increased their subscriptions all of a sudden and people didn't like it and they started fleeing Netflix? That was a big problem. The stock went down to 12 or something like that. Then it came storming back. Then they've had some big quarters, that big misses and whatnot. Well, Netflix over the last 3 years has delivered 51% per year to investors. Everything was going hunky-dory. And this year, in 2018, it was one of the biggest winners in the market. In fact, as of today, it's up 74% so far this year. But it was at 423 back in June, and now it's at 365. It's lost $60 per share. That's a 16% sell-off. And before this yesterday's sell-off, it was down even more than that. It was off about 20% before this move here today. Now, the move today is not that impressive, to be honest with you. It was up 11, 12%, and now it's only up 5.5%. Netflix ran right into its resistance level at 386 and is backing off. It would need to break through there for me to get excited again about Netflix. My current valuation on the shares is 600 5 years from now. It's at 365, but it has 73%. I like 80% or more. It has a value grade of C+, and the stock has been very, very weak recently. When I look at my Best Stocks Now app, it has a hold rating on the stock. Well, I don't buy hold ratings. It's currently ranked at number 503 out of 5,023. I try to stick with the top 300. You go back a year ago, however, it was ranked number 44. And how did it deliver on that lofty ranking from a year ago? Well, it's up 73% since then. It was up about 100% at one time. So I don't like the fact, I don't like the way the stock is trading, A. I don't like that last quarter that they had. This quarter's good, obviously. Their earnings were up 207%. Their sales were up 34%. But I just see more competition coming into the game. I don't like the way the stock is trading. I think the stock is not really a very good value here with the P.E. ratio of 124 with growth starting to slow down just a little bit. So anyways, that's me. I don't own Netflix. Netflix was up 12% this morning. Now it's only up 6%. You've got a lot of other firms now chiming in on the strong subscription growth. Let's see how some of the other streamers are performing. How is Roku doing today, for instance? Are they also signing up a lot of new people? Yeah, Roku is down today. Spotify is a streamer. Spotify is down today. I don't like this at all. Huya, how about Huya Broadcasting, H-U-Y-A? How are they doing today? Another streamer, down 3.5%. All right, not impressed, I'm sorry. And I think, a lot of the big move that it made at the announcement and after the close of the market there last night is kind of vaporizing at the current time, so... Yeah, you know what? I just feel comfortable being out of the stock right now. That's just me. Toys R Us, they're gone. So who's going to fill the void? Where am I going to go Christmas shopping for the grandkids this Christmas season? Well, Target is adding 250,000 square feet. Pace that out on a cold day in November. For toys, they're going to fill it with toys to fill the Toys R Us void. So I guess Target R Us. All right, now I have to talk about, I hate to talk about soggy stocks, but it's still a member of the Dow. This is one of those 30 anointed ones, a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, IBM, one of the soggiest stocks in the market today. IBM is down 7.3%. What many points does that up to in the Dow? Probably 150 Dow points, something like that. IBM came in with 5% growth in earnings and minus 2% non-growth loss of sales. Well, that's not good at all, okay, IBM. And IBM has been one of the worst performing stocks in the market, yet I continue to see people on TV, not so many recently, saying what a great value this stock is with a P.E. ratio of just 10 and a dividend yield now of 4.6%. You get paid while you wait. Wait for what? The growth to slow down to even more? Over the last 5 years, the earnings growth at IBM has been negative 5% per year. That's terrible. So anyways, you go to the app, you say, what does Bill's app say about IBM? It's ranked number 1,106. At least it's not 5,000 out of 5,023. Okay, there's the only good thing that can be said about it. You could make a case for the dividend yield, but I don't believe in buying stocks just for dividend yields. How about the value here. I have a value grade of C-. It gets a performance grade of D+. Terrible. Soggy stock. If you own IBM in your portfolio, call your advisor and say, why? 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 And those bonds. Why do you got me in bonds? And those emerging markets are getting slaughtered. Why am I still in the emerging markets? This is Bill Gunderson. We're not in bonds. We're not in IBM. We're not in the emerging markets. What are we in? Well, more on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson and his team will be barnstorming their way through Atlanta. The week of October 23rd through 25th, we will once again be hanging out at the Embassy Suites perimeter. My planner, Scott Waddell, and I will be available for one-hour appointments on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We will also be putting on a workshop on Wednesday, October 24th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. If you have any bonds or bond funds, you need to meet with us. If you own soggy stocks, dodgy old growth giants of yesterday, you need to see us. If you're in bland or mediocre asset allocations, you need to meet with us. Or if you want my original Caesar salad recipe right from the Hotel Caesar in Tijuana, you need to meet with us. These spots will fill up fast, so be sure and reserve early. You can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-BEST. See you in Atlanta.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, as I said, we're not getting follow-through to yesterday's big rally in the market, some 550 points. I looked at that rally from both sides now, and there were some things that I liked there yesterday. I saw a lot of short covering. I saw a little conviction buying, a couple of stocks. Adobe, I saw some conviction buying. ServiceNow, symbol now, I saw some conviction buying. I didn't like the fact that it was the weed stocks that were leading the market, and they're getting clobbered today as weed is now legal in Canada, up to 30 grams. Don't get caught with 40 grams. And I didn't like the fact that the global stocks did not participate. We're going to get the FOMC minutes here later this morning. Let's see what surprises the Fed has for us in coming months. There's a worry about Brexit, the EU, big meeting today discussing Brexit. That's got stocks a little bit nervous. He had a blowout earnings report from Netflix after the close, but it's very discouraging to see that gain cut in half. It was up 12%, now it's up 5%. The housing stocks, very weak. Housing starts come in a little bit weaker than expected. China cutting U.S. Treasury rates. You got the Saudi Arabia deal, but yet there's a tremendous appetite for small biotech stocks, okay? Now, the other side to that biotech stock story is when you get good news out of a company, you got one that's up 41% today, VTVT, on their potential Alzheimer's drug. Now, I don't know. I mean, they're in phase two. There's still a lot of risk there. This is only a $4 stock, but it has traded 11 million shares. So, you know, I'm rooting for the biotechs and rooting for new drugs, but there's an awful lot of them right now that aren't going to be around several years down the road, and I think that's going to be one of the Achilles heels when the economy and the market do start to turn south. I obviously have no interest and never will in IBM. Abbott Labs reports today. Now, I do own Abbott Labs, okay? It's down 2.1%, which is about what the market's down right now. Abbott has been hitting new highs here recently. I own Abbott Labs in my dividend and income portfolio. You could say, well, IBM has a bigger dividend yield. Abbott Labs only has a 1.6% dividend yield. And IBM is 4.6. Yeah, but IBM is going down, and I'm losing principal if I own it, and Abbott Labs has been going up. In fact, it's been going up quite nicely. It's currently ranked number 28 out of 5,023 stocks. Now, that's a little bit indicative of how weak the market is right now when you have a defensive stock like Abbott Labs at or near the top of the heap. But Abbott Labs has been a pretty good performer over the years. Over the last 3 years, 22% per year. Over the last 12 months, 31.2% gains. While IBM has been going the other way. And the valuation on Abbott Labs, it's not cheap, but it's not expensive. It does come with a 1.6% dividend yield. It's a huge company, $120 billion in market capitalization. They reported earnings today, and I think they beat, no, EPS in line. They beat on revenues, but the stock is down 2%. But that's a very good start stock chart, pulling back a little bit here today. ABT on the New York Stock Exchange. Facebook's got more problems. You know, this has been rumored for a long time that they were overstating, number one, the amount of eyeballs viewing, but now they've been found overstating their measurement of how many video ads and how long people stay on and watch those video ads. Well, that's a problem because they set their advertising rates off of those metrics. And they've been charging advertisers according to that metric. And now you've got some advertisers filing lawsuits against them wanting a return of some of those ad revenues that Facebook collected on bogus numbers. Well, it was disclosed in 2016. It's been known by Facebook since 2015, but the company sat on the information. An advertiser group has filed suit over unfair business conduct and has later added a fraud claim. Well, go after the big bucks. Facebook's got, I'm sure they'll settle it real easily there. Facebook, that's still a lousy chart on Facebook. Lousy. Relative strength of 19 on a scale of 1 to 99. I pulled the plug on Facebook quite a ways back. There's been too many scandals, too many things. This seems to be out of control there. Something going wrong, the management issues there at Facebook. Well, another S&P 500 company reports today. It's United Airlines. It's up 3.8%. So, of the companies that have reported earnings so far, we've had 45 companies. 86% of them have beat the earnings estimates. For those of you who are looking for these dire warnings to come from these companies and lowered guidance going forward, in the samplings that we've had so far, that's just not true. I can only think of a couple. There was Grainger, okay? Grainger warned. They're worried about the tariffs. But overall, 86% of the companies, small sampling, 10% of the companies, but I think you're getting a good flavor for the way this trend is going. And so far, this earnings season seems to be pretty much on track for about 19% growth this year versus last year. But you got to be in the right areas. The market remains weak. We're going through a correction right now. When it's over, I'll feel more comfortable. I'll have more conviction in my buying. I bought nothing yesterday. We'll see what we do today. If you'd like to put us to work here, Gunderson Capital Management, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.